Chandu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight and every weekday evening at this time, the makers of White King granulated soap and Sierra Pine toilet soap present for your enjoyment Chandu, the magician. And Chandu has a thrilling new magic offer for you. For just 10 cents, he will send you his mysterious Waters of the Nile magic trick. Just 10 cents and a White King soap box top or 3 Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers. Listen. With this trick, you can defy the laws of gravity. You can take a bottle filled with water and turn it upside down without spilling a single drop. Why, you can even shove a match or toothpick through the mouth of the bottle and no water will come out. Here is a wonderful pocket trick for you youngsters to spring on your schoolmates. For you men to play on your fellow workers. You ladies to perform at a party or bridge game. And it is yours for just one dime. Yes, 10 cents in coin, plus a White King soap box top, or 3 Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers. Mail with your name and address to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, and Chandu will send your Waters of the Nile magic trick postpaid. Send for several of these tricks tonight. While Frank Chandler and Bob are away from the jungle village on the hunt for the mysterious great tiger, Dr. Shaw suddenly appears at the bungalow. Learning that Chandler is not there, he attempts to give Betty a necklace of native beads. Fearing it may somehow be connected with the doctor's uncanny experiments with magnetism, Dorothy refuses to allow Betty to accept them. Dr. Shaw persists. But at that moment, Chandler and Bob return. And in the excitement, the doctor slips out of the house. When Chandler discovers that Dr. Shaw has crossed the clearing to the native Temple of the Serpent, he insists that the regents go aboard the government boat at once. A few moments later, Chandler and Captain Yap Hong reach Dr. Shaw's workshop, Uncle Path. Chandu, the magician.
It isn't locked, Mr. Chandler.
Why, he's cleared out.
You've been here before?
In this room, yes. The racks over there were full of test tubes and old-fashioned Bunsen burners. He smashed them.
You think he knew I'd come to investigate his activities?
My sister told him. But all this broken glass is just a blind.
What?
He wanted you to think this was all there was to his experiments. And this door's locked.
If he can't break it open... We can cut through the wall. It's nothing but woven fiber.
I think the fiber's camouflage. Let's see what we can do with the door. Yep. No. There we go. Yeah, wait. Let me get out my flashlight. Good Lord.
It looks like a private temple. Serpent carvings. But Dr. Shaw can't be a cobra worshipper.
He's even worse.
What do you mean?
The image above the altar. It's Satan.
The man must be insane.
Too bad you people didn't hear of Shaw's experiments long ago. Well, there's another door over here. Heaven only knows what's inside. Well, well. Now you know where those mysterious supplies came.
What has he been doing here?
He's built a small radio transmitter, for one thing. And look at this apparatus. Sorcery up to date.
He must be deported.
Captain, look down here.
What?
The poor devil.
A Hindu, seated like a Buddha. If Dr. Shaw has killed a Hindu prince with his devil worship...
Hold the flashlight, will you? It's not that bad.
You can see by his clothing what he is. The ruby in his turban must be worth a fortune.
I mean, he's not dead. See the metal band on his wristwatch? That same metal. He's one of Dr. Shaw's subjects.
The man reduced to...
Yes. A staring, mindless thing. As soon as I get this band off, we'll find out who he is.
I know who he is. His name is Lal Singh.
Lal Singh?
Yeah. Tushar.
He's not here.
He told me. Yesterday, I think it was. Others are to be brought here. Men. Women. Not animals in the future.
So he thought. Take his arm, Captain.
But the machines, Mr. Chandler. They should be destroyed.
Yeah, let that wait.
But someone else might be brought in.
You know you can't stay here alone, Captain.
Stop. Please. The image. I must kneel before it.
Oh, good heavens. No, Lal Singh. Come away.
The great physician. He has discovered secrets of magnetism. Lost to the world.
Don't look at that image. Turn your eyes away from it. Lal Singh, come on.
Oh. Was it only a dream?
Chandler. How long will this influence continue?
Surely not much longer, now that we're outside. This path, Lal Singh.
Jungle. Where is this place?
In Siam, Your Highness.
It must be a long way from Bangkok.
Oh, yes.
Tell me, how long have you been here?
I don't know. The last thing I remember is sitting on the deck of the Ganesha. The moon was shining on the water, and then... Oh, where is Dr. Shaw?
You're free of him, Lal Singh. Don't be afraid.
But the tiger. The tiger.
Stop a minute. Look at me. You'll never be afraid of Dr. Shaw again. Nor the tiger. Nor any of the other things Shaw threatened you with. Believe that.
Why, how strangely you spoke. Who are you, sir?
My name's Chandler. We'll cross the clearing now, and in 2 minutes we'll be aboard the government launch.
Mr. Chandler's family will be there by this time.
You're not Frank Chandler.
Yes.
It's incredible. Frank Chandler turning up in the Siamese jungle?
It was only chance.
I don't believe it.
No?
Not for a moment, and neither do you.
You think I knew you needed help?
Perhaps not. But I know now. You're Chandu.
Was it like being hypnotized, Lal Singh? How did it feel?
Oh, for heaven's sake, let's talk about something else.
Oh, poor mother. I know how you feel.
Yeah, we're dopes. Boy, am I glad to see the last of that place.
And I. My father should receive my message quite soon now. He must have been certain they'd killed me, too.
They?
An organization of thugs called the Daku Kafai. They killed my elder brother 3 years ago.
Holy Moses.
So that's it. Dr. Shaw wasn't just choosing his subjects at random.
Mr. Chandler, you've heard of the Daku Kafai? The Brothers of Jeopardy?
Dr. Shaw's one of them.
Is that true?
Yes. Lal Singh, tell me.
Frank, not now.
All right, then.
Tell us about India, Lal Singh. It must be marvelous.
Oh, it is, in spite of everything. My home's in Lucknow.
Has there been a lot of fighting there?
Bob, will you stop bringing everything around to killing?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mom. Go ahead, Lal Singh.
Well, I was just thinking. Mr. Chandler, my father will want to express his thanks to you. Won't you all come home with me for a few weeks?
Well, wouldn't that be terrific?
Well, I'd like it very much, but I'm afraid it's out of the question.
Oh, Uncle Frank.
Well, darling, you know Daddy's too ill. I want to get him home.
He's not really sick, Mom. He's just bushed.
Bushed?
Exhausted. He needs a long rest.
Oh, I see. Mrs. Regent, how are you planning to go?
By air. I hope we can get a plane out of Bangkok.
But don't those airplanes go by way of Indonesia?
Why, I don't know. Do they, Frank?
Well, I suppose so, ordinarily. We may have to go the other way, Dot. From Calcutta.
Thinking. At least as far as Calcutta. I'm sure you'd be comfortable, and Mr. Regent...
Oh, Dad's nuts about the ocean. Even if he did almost get drowned in it once. Let's...
See, it would do him good.
And you too, Mom. After being...
Reminder of it. Come on, Mother.
But don't try to coax him if he'd rather not. Remember now.
We will.
Mr. Chandler, did Dr. Shaw try... Was Mrs. Regent another of his subjects?
Yes, in a way. Lal Singh, can you remember anything more about Dr. Shaw?
I'll try. You must know the metal band on my wristwatch was the contact, I suppose it's called.
Yes, I took it off your arm, you remember?
I didn't know. But once, when I'd taken my watch off to wind it, well, Dr. Shaw wasn't there.
Never mind that. What have you thought of?
I saw a wireless message. Did you know he had a sending apparatus there?
Yes, yes. What about the message?
Well, for a moment, my mind was quite clear. I read it, and I remember how I began to hope that I might escape while he was away. Of course, later
on... Don't think about that. What did it say? Who'd sent it?
It was an appointment to meet Dr. Shaw in Calcutta. I'm sorry, I don't know who sent it. There was no signature. Just an initial.
An initial? The letter R?
You know who it was?
A man named Roxor. When was this meeting to be?
Oh, in about a month, as I recall. I remember thinking I must have been shut up there for almost 2 months then.
2 months? Well, it was about 3 months ago that I saw the story of your disappearance. Roxor must be on his way to Calcutta now.
Oh, the message was sent from Calcutta.
What? Are you sure?
Yes, quite sure.
Great, we'll go to Calcutta with you, Lal Singh. I'll persuade Mr. Regent somehow.
Well, is there anything I can do to help you, Mr. Chandler?
No, thanks. Except this. Don't mention the message to anyone else.
Oh, certainly not.
I'll put the family on the plane in Calcutta. If everything goes well, they'll never have to know Roxor's in India at all.
For just one dime and a White King soap box top or three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers, Chandu will send you his gravity-defying trick, the magic trick he calls the Waters of the Nile. Once you know Chandu's secret, you can fill a pop bottle full of water, turn the bottle upside down, and not a single drop will spill out. That's right. In defiance of the natural laws of gravity, the water appears to stay suspended in the bottle. And to everyone's complete amazement, you can even insert matches, toothpicks, or even a pencil inside the neck of the bottle. They, too, will be suspended in the water. Here is a magic trick that will entertain and mystify everyone. And it is so easy to perform that anyone, young or old, can master it in a couple of minutes. Add this magic trick to your collection. Right now, send one dime and a White King soap box top or three Sierra Pine pepper. Angulus 21. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Frank Chandler is played by Tom Collins. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu, the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.